Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Wisdom, what's going on, guys? These are changing times that we are currently embarking upon, and we're not only feeling the energy, but we are seeing the energy as well. All right? You know, 400 calendar years ago, these Elgantines were warned. They were told, you know, you only have 400 years to do whatever you're going to do after 400 years. The original beings of this world will rise up and they will destroy you completely. And they told us to their great-great-grandfathers. Great-great-great-grandfathers some 400 years ago, they told them that. They said, this is what's going to happen to you. This is what's going to take place. Is how you're going to end. And I don't know if they took this to heart or if they, I don't know. Well, actually, they did. They paid attention to it because, you know, like we saw during the 60s and the 50s and all, while our brothers and sisters were, you know, juking and jiving and acting all crazy, trying to be singers and musicians, be singers and dancers and actors and wanting to be police officers, wanting to be equal to someone that they were much higher than, but they didn't know it. These energetic beings were preparing for today, and as the energy is rising today, they're seeing something that is unprecedented. They're seeing something that they didn't understand the magnitude of what was going to take place. At this present time, brothers and sisters, we are looking at some major shifting energy on the planet. And we're watching brothers and sisters all over the world tap into all different types of intelligence, especially on the other side of the world, the brothers and sisters over there, and the Sumerian brothers and sisters. They're really doing it up. You know, they're doing it up. And these Elgantine beings over here are afraid, and they're not afraid because the brothers are building and creating. They're afraid because the information that they received from their forefathers, what was written by what you call the Mayan prophecy, the scrolls or whatever, they're afraid because they're seeing these things happen and they're seeing these things come to light. All right? Understand, brothers and sisters, that we are coming into some very powerful times that are literally going to reshape everything that we know at this current moment. All right? We are moving into higher dimensional realms. Our planet is moving into higher dimensional realms. All right, you hear this? Our planet is moving into higher dimensional realms. And we are witnessing this in this lifetime. And for many of us who are awakened, this lifetime will be the remainder of the lifetime. This will be a long lifetime, all right, that can last. Now, some of us will last 100,000, 200,000 years, and we shall be immortals again, all right? Now, we're going to get into some timetables here, all right, so you can understand what's happening at this present moment. As we're going into the high dimensional realms, we're seeing energies all over the planet shifting. All right, we already know about the universal convergence, and the universes are slowly departing from each other. They are no longer in the X shape, but they are slowly departing from each other, and galaxies are moving in place. All right, galaxies all over the cosmos, every universe, all the galaxies are moving in place. All right, all these heavy winds that you feel. You say all these heavy winds, these are cosmic winds. The galaxies are moving. They're all moving in place to where they're supposed to be. And our planet, which fell to the lowest dimensional realm, is moving back into the higher dimensional realms, and the energies are shifting. All right? Now, so we'll get into the timetables. March 21st of this year, March 21st, 2022, all right, 3/21/2022, all right, the energy is going to spike. There's going to be a spike of energy, and we will be shifting into the 13th dimensional realm. All right, our planet, this, our planet, our realm, will be shifting into the 13th dimensional realm as the energy spikes. These energetic beings are fighting so hard. They're fighting hard. They already said, oh, we're expecting a winter storm next week. And they're trying to make this countrywide. You got to understand, they say, oh, Sam Brothers, they're scared. They're scared of change. See, the thing about it is these energies, this shifting energies take place here. All right. Entity. Whether every being an entity, whether they are living vessels or non-living vessels that are not of this melanin origin will not be able to shift, all right, and will not survive. Artificial intelligence will not survive, all right? All your sex dolls and your Alexas and your Siris and all that, it won't survive the shifting energies, all right? Because we're moving into, after we go into the 13th dimensional realm, we're literally going to shoot straight up. And as the energy becomes more denser, because when you're talking about dense energy, you're talking about straight up powerful, some crazy, unknown number of energy. And this energy is going to become more denser and more thicker and more powerful. And the system will not be able to cope with it. So we're looking at some changing times right now. I mean, it is literally changing times right now. You know, I was talking with a brother today at the job, and I said, you know, you got to understand that changing times, everything is shifting. And all of our brothers, all of our Anunnaki brothers, and those others, the Lumerian brothers, the Lumerians are here, the Lumerian warriors are here, the Anunnaki warriors are here, the Sumerian warriors are here, all right? The Talmerian warriors are here, and they're coming from the north, all right? They told you about the war in Russia. They said Russia's was attacking Ukraine, da-da-da-da-da, la-la-la-la-la. all right, and we told you, say, it's a fake war. Why? You know what? So what I was saying, yeah, it's a fake war. There's a bigger war that's going on that they don't want you to know about, right? See, Ukraine and Russia are not fighting each other. They're fighting with each other. They're fighting with one another. Because our Anunnaki brothers, Sumerian brothers, Timerian brothers, you know, all of them, they're coming from the north. And they and these inorganic beings are trying to prepare to battle against them. And there's already been reports in the dark web. The dark web already has reports of direct energy weapons destroying not only Ukrainian tanks, but Russian tanks as well. And Russian and Ukrainian soldiers have been killed. Why do you think the other countries haven't gone there? You know, they keep saying, well, we need help. And NATO says, like, well, we don't know what to do. You know, because they're going to wipe everything out. So just know that we're moving into the higher realms, and this final war that's going to take place on the planet is going to be us against them. And I'm not talking about the Anunnaki, us fighting against the Anunnaki. I'm talking about us fighting against the inorganic beings or whatever, how we're going to do it. All right, this system is dying. The system is bleeding. It's bleeding profusely. The energy is killing it. And that's why it's important for us to link into the intelligence within us, because we have to see that we are supposed to be on a much higher mindset. Just like we said, you got the brother in Zimbabwe. You know, what was that? Year before last, he created the car that ran on radio frequencies. So he had already tapped into that intelligence on the planet. Then you have this one brother just recently created the car that run on the magnetic force of the planet. All right. I mean, the gravitational force of the planet, not the magnetic force, but the gravitational force of the planet. He created a car. That was another brother that just recently created he was in Zimbabwe. He created the generator that runs on air. And over there on the other side of the world, they created this device where they can make clean water from thin air, and the water has a 7.4 pH ratio. It's alkaline water that they're creating straight from the air. What's happening over here on the other side of the world with our brothers and sisters? I'm looking at this as a brothers and sisters that they're creating things, but they're scared to bring it out because they don't want the system to attack them. Because these inorganic beings have this idea that we need to get their permission to create something on our planet. All right? This is their mentality. We need to get their permission to create something on our planet, on a planet that doesn't belong to them, because they are afraid of us rising, and they know when we start to create great things, that means that we are rising on a higher dimensional scale. So this is their way of trying to keep us in a semi-sleep state by telling us, oh, you need to fear us. This is the time, brothers and sisters, where we got to start looking deep into ourselves. And we can use our bodies as weapons, yes, but then we can also create all different types of weapons just straight off the top of our head to fight against our enemies. You know, all this is within us. All of it. There is nothing that is outside of us. There is nothing that can hold us back from doing these things but ourselves. We have to prepare ourselves for this inevitable war that's going to take place on the planet. But the energy is spiking, all right? The energy is on a whole nother level right now, brothers and sisters. And these energetic beings don't know what to do. And like we said, their system is failing. They're bleeding. You know, you actually think Amazon is doing good? No, they're not. And they literally got to merge with all kind of other companies just to look big. You think these other companies are doing good? Walmart is suffering. They're bleeding. All these other companies, Costco, all of them, they're bleeding. Because why? The energy is spiking. Right now, it's 61 degrees. These inorganic beings want to try to make it cold again. Just remember it. Just remember, motherfuckers, just remember, the day is coming where you will never, ever be able to make the planet cold ever again. The time and the date is coming. Remember, March 31st, everything is spiking. That's why it's important, brothers and sisters, for you to look into your higher intelligence. It's important for you to believe in yourself. You know, just by you believing in yourself, you change the atmosphere. You got to remember, we are the atoms of this world. And what do we say? We say, those who are fast asleep don't matter anymore. All right? Those who are fast asleep don't matter anymore. The only ones who matter is those who are awakened, because we're the ones, you know, we're the atoms that are vibrating now. We're the atoms that are vibrating and changing everything. All right? So understand that your enemies are scared of the ascending energies that's taking place on the planet. This is a shifting time. This is powerful times, brothers and sisters. And we've got to take a charge of this. All right? We've got to take charge of this, because we can't allow these things to keep going on with these beings, which means that we've got to go within ourselves and start creating also. All right? Created all different types of devices. You know, I've been thinking about a satellite system and a satellite system. I've got another project. Like I say, it's a big project that I'm working on right now. It's a big project that I'm working on, and I had to make some alterations on it, but as soon as I get it together, I will, you know, publish it and show you guys what I've got. But the energy is shifting heavily. You can feel it. You can feel the atmosphere. Like we said, what do we say? We say it after February 22nd, the energy is going to become more denser and denser and denser. And there's going to be points here on the planet where the density is going to spike, but it's not going to go down. It's going to keep going up. It's going to keep going up, and it's going to keep going up. And this is science that we're dealing with. These inorganic beings they want us to be in this state of mind where, you know, if we say it on the news, that it's going to happen. No, motherfuckers, you don't make anything happen here on the planet. You don't make anything happen anymore, and we're getting ready to take over. That's why it's important, you know. I wish you all could understand the magnitude of the power that we possess. And I see the things that you're doing. I see the things that you're building. And our ancestors made it bigger. And we're going to have to get outside and do something and build. Some say, well, you know, I'd love to come build with you. Build where you are. Because this is what we did. We built where we were. And, all right? You got to get out of the mindset of, well, somebody's over here building, I want to build with them. No, you've got to do where you are. And find, and better yet, you can literally, the energy from you can gravitate brothers and sisters that are like-minded. And they will be there to help you out. All right? The energies are shifting and we have to prepare ourselves for the inevitable fall of this entire system. All right? Like I said, right now in Russia, they're not fighting each other. Russia and Ukraine are not fighting each other. Our brothers, what they call, what Brother Kali calls Star Family, yeah. Brother Kali, yeah, you write the Star Family, and the Star Family is fighting against them, which means that very soon we're going to have to join in with the fight. All right? We're going to be talking about intelligent weapons very soon. All right? Because we are the very first intelligent weapon. Okay? We are the very first intelligent weapon, but we created other things that were of very powerful design that helped us to fight against enemies, all right, to help us to literally obliterate enemies. This mind is extremely powerful, and we've got to use it. We've got to use it, brothers and sisters, all right? Shifting times, changing everywhere, and they don't know what to do, all right? I pass this on to you. I ain't got nothing else to say now. I'm done. I just said everything that I was supposed to say, all right? Anything else, I'll be mumbling on. Blah, 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 blah. All right, I'll catch you guys later. Hope you understand, overstand everything that's been said. All right? You know the deal, brothers and sisters. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. Remember, chaos brings change, not peace. Chaos is this changing energy here on the planet. And they're scared of chaos. And that's why we got to bring more chaos to them. We got to bring it to them. Open up your mind and design. You know, like I said, that movie Doom, they had the device on their hand, and they were like, you know, they were doing that, and the laser energy was coming from that device that was connected to their hands, and connected within their voice. And the laser energy, that was intelligence, and, you know, they got that from us. They got it from us. They just don't create something like that. That's something that they got from us long ago. So something for you to think about, brothers and sisters. All right? We got to go bigger. We got to go better. All right? Much power to you all.
All right, royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. I'm your host, Haru. And, hey, guys, this is going to be an exciting one today. It's going to be a learning classroom. I got some treats for you guys as far as Antarctica. You know, Mortal Kombat, right? The game Mortal Kombat. Also the game Mario World. I feel that the game Mario World and the game Mortal Kombat were telling a very vital piece in this game we call life. You know, here's the thing. In the natural order, they have to tell us, you know, the truth. You know what I'm saying? But you have to ignite your third divine eye, your first eye, in order to truly decode a lot of things that are going on within this earth. All right? Kai, TME, you know, whatever you want to slice it. You know, Earth is actually the baby name for Mother Kai. You know what I'm saying? So, anyhow, what we're talking about today is, on Spiritual Soul Sunday, is Mortal Kombat Antarctica and the Ice Wall. So, again, as always, this is a classroom segment where we learn from each other, we grow from each other, and we share our information. So, here is Brother Wisdom again. And Brother Wisdom is going to, he's not teaching about Antarctica because he hasn't really said much about Antarctica. There are so many different, you know, stories and things that you hear about Antarctica. And I've even heard people go as far as say that Antarctica does not even exist. You know, the globe in which they presented to us maybe not even be that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we aren't that platform to where, you know, your truth is my truth, your truth is the truth, you know what I'm saying, the end-all truth, you know, these are facts, you know what I'm saying, and all that bullshit that we do in this gameplay, okay, that we do in this reality, you know what I'm saying? This is a fucking classroom, y'all, and when we don't know shit, we know. The fastest we admit that we don't know, the better and faster that we can fucking grow. I'm talking to you men. So with that being said, let's jump into this. This is Brother Wisdom. This is 30 minutes, okay? So at the top of the hour, we will be in to discuss. We'll have 2 hours to, you know, talk about this. There's going to be this clip, and then there's going to be like a little short 9-minute clip on Antarctica itself that I pulled, because our military and like they, like the Grand Canyon, you know, they go in there, you know what I'm saying, like we don't have access to it, but they go all up and through there, you know, it's like the elite people and certain people have access to go, but you know, Grand Canyon, those are our portals, those were the portal station underground, you know what I'm saying, you can travel dimensions under Grand Canyon, you guys. That's why it's closed off to the public, because if we get near it, or some of us will start to remember, you see. So they don't want us to remember, all right? So this is why we are closed off from a lot of things, okay? All right, so yeah, let's just go ahead and hop into it, and after this, we'll come in to discuss, as always.
Brothers and sisters of the collective energy, what's going on, brothers and sisters? What's going on, guys? Okay, we are going to briefly discuss the forbidden discussion that these earth beings don't like us talking about. Nibiru. Alright? What's happening right here on our planet? Remember we talked about entropy, perpetual motion, thermodynamics. We spoke on those different levels. All right. And we talked about how as entropy takes place, dealing with perpetual motion, entropy takes place, operating our planet, the frequencies are rising and our planet's spinning even faster, okay? Our planet's spinning faster, and we're starting to see different things happen, all right? Science of our planet. Nibiru plays a major role in this here. We have Nibiru, we have Nemesis, we have planet Shiva, planet Nefertiti, we have, what else, what other planet we have? Oh my goodness, there's so many different planets that are playing the role in the increased frequencies and vibrations of our planet, which means they're coming to assist our planet in her shift. Okay. This is also helping us to return back to the hydrogen-based beings that we once were, because we were once hydrogen-based beings and not oxygen-based beings. All right. So we have to understand that the changes that's happening on our planet is all designed to bring us back into the original energy that where we belong. Okay. So many of us have been fooled into this fake society that these beings created, and the society is based upon, just like I said, good faith and credit, you know, have faith in God, you know, and credit and money and, you know, it's like we said back in the day, money, power, respect, you know, it's not about that anymore, all right? We come from a line of ancestral background where we had extremely high levels of intelligence on our planet, all right? Like I said, you know, even though we, Camirio, Yahoo, and Dang Holloway, you know, they all going in on, all going in on who we are. Yes, we are the Atlanteans, is who we are, the so-called original Americans or whatever you want to say, but we have been tricked out of our intelligence that belongs to us, all right? The intelligence that belongs to us is a great and powerful level of spirituality that we have long forgotten, all right? And this is something that we have to return to. I was just on Instagram, and Brother Marvin Jones had a posting on Instagram, or this young brother who comes in, and he's really awakening. I'm happy for the young brother, but he was talking about how there are some ships that have a type of technology where their bodies are linked into the ships, you know, and the ships are literally alive. And this is something that I talked about a while back, about how we had this type of tech, had a similar, not that same type of technology, but we had a similar type of technology, which is actually intelligence, where we had orgone, okay? We had orgone-based technology where we had all of our components linked into orgone, and then that orgone, we would put our hands on the orgone. Either that would be a cube, that would be a pyramid, or that would be a globe or a half globe, and we would put our hands on those orgones, and our fourth and fifth eyes are in our hands. All right, you have first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. Our fourth and fifth eyes are in our hands, and we would put our hands over the orgones, and therefore it would link into our soul, and this technology or this intelligence would take us to the place where we would want to go. So therefore, that type of intelligence that we created had its soul, all right? And this is something that these inorganic beings gaffled from us after they caused us to fall. They gaffled this type of intelligence from us, and they still have it in their possession, trying to remake it. And, you know, over all these last, you know, calendar centuries, you know, per se, they still have not been able to reconstruct what we made. But they're trying their hardest to make sure that we don't return to that place of being, all right? We who are the Atlanteans, we the so-called African-Americans. If this was our type of technology that we had, and we were sharing it all over the world with all those, with all the other brothers and sisters, all right? What did we learn it from? We learned it from our elder brothers and sisters who lives in the other continents outside of the walls of Antarctica, all right? And these energetic beings are scared of those things on the other side, what they call the ice wall. This is why they built that ice wall. They created the ice wall, all right? Remember, our planet is a tropical planet. All right, it's, our planet is a realm. Even though it is a realm, it is also a sphere, and you keep different realms inside of a sphere. Can we get outside of the sphere? Of course we can. We're not trapped in here. All right, we're not trapped in here at all. All right, but the key is that we must understand that the intelligence that we once had. The planet Nibiru, where the Niberians reside. The Niberians are the lava beings, all right? You have the planet Nefertiti. You have planet Sheba. You have planet Catacles. I mean, all these different planets are all around us, and they are here to help us. And soon, the brothers and sisters will come from these ships, because each planet is a ship. Even our planet is a ship. You know, we're responsible for the ship. We've allowed this ship that we have to become damaged. This is why we have to return back to the intelligence.
Guess who's finally here?
So Nibiru, which is the head of all of these planets, is the one. It's the one. Responsible for a lot of shifting energy, okay? Nibiru is responsible for a lot of it, all right? So the frequencies that are coming in, you know, they're coming in from these different planets. They're coming in from our different suns. Yeah, remember, we have more than one sun here on our planet. We talked about this earlier. You know, Alaska has a sun that shines in Alaska. There's a sun that shines in Antarctica that's completely different from the sun that we have here, okay? That's the sun that we see every day, all right? So understand the mystical the mystical knowledge of our planet, okay? So it's important that we return ourselves back to this type of intelligence, and this intelligence came from pure spirituality, all right? As we're dealing with this system and their money and all their other garbage, because everything that they created here, or they brought here, not created, but they brought this shit here, was designed to infiltrate our minds. And if our minds are infiltrated, then that means that we cannot expand and return to the abilities that we're supposed to be, all right? So it is our current position right now, brothers and sisters, to definitely make the foremost return and make it big. That's why I would say you got to get back into physics, you got to get back into technology, you got to get back into science, you got to get back into real mathematics, you know, getting there and just, you know, making something, creating something, building something, you know, drawing something, shaping something. You got to do something. Can't just sit back and be docile and say, well, I'm just going to sit in meditation and I'm just going to get balance. The balance, you know, that's the key point. The balance comes between the spirit and the physical. So you get your meditation in, and from your point of meditation, what you do, you go into that, the depths of writing out or drawing out and going deep into creating different types of technologies, different levels of technology. So it's highly important that we understand, overstand, brothers and sisters, that, you know, this system is soon to be destroyed. It's soon to be done away with, and we as the original beings of this world have to see that this this type of inorganic system cannot remain here on the planet. But like we said before, like you just said, you know, we have to return back to the intelligence. You know, we had so many types of different levels of intelligence here on our planet. And just like, you know, I always go back to George Lucas and how he talked about our technology and, you know, the Star Wars. And you just think about the TIE fighters that he had, and you think about the other machines that glided over the surface of the planet. And this is something that we had that they studied, you know. That's why he went to Atlassian Technology. You know, you can't find that study anywhere. You know, you can't find that study at any college in right now at all. All right, but that was something that he studied, that he went through and he dealt with the scientists of that time. You know, it's his money. You know, millionaires. You know, all congregated together, and he learned about our technology before he made this movie. So, you know, you got to understand that our technology goes back far. You know, if you think about Star Wars that was made back in the 70s, you know, that lets you know that they already knew about us, all right? And as the time scan progressed and this energy moved on, these beings made sure that we did not have access to any of this stuff here. So while we were praising God and worshiping Allah and building up Jehovah, like the Jehovah Witnesses and all, and walking around talking about Black Power and the Black Panthers and all this stuff here and fighting each other over equality, I want to be equal and all that, we completely forgot about where we came from and what we fell from. A very powerful energy that belongs to us. So it would behoove us, brothers and sisters, to literally go deep within the banks of our soul and pull up this technology. All right, we cannot just sit back and be docile and try to wait around for this and that, because we have to prepare ourselves. You know, if you want to be a real warrior, you're gonna have to prepare yourself, which means that you're gonna have to say, okay, let me look at this right here that they created. Let me take this computer chip and look at this thing here. All right? Oh, excuse me there. Excuse me, it's early. I'm going to go work out real quick. Let me take this computer chip and let me look at this real quick. And let me see how this, let me just observe it. Now, let me go online and see why they put certain things certain ways, because they did things according to how we created things. All right? Don't think that the computer chip that you see is the same computer chip that we had. It's not. And we talked about that before. You know, we had the things that we had was much grander. It was more radioactive. Our planet, like we say, it was a plasma-based planet. All right? The plasma energy was extremely high here on the planet, which means that we have to reshape our minds, all right? We have to reshape our minds and, you know, get our mindset out of the status of mankind way of thinking, because they literally have caused us to think in a totally different manner. You know, we as original beings were tuned into everything that was here on our planet, all right? So this is why they're trying to inject us with all types of things, you know, because anytime you deal with injection, you're dealing with viruses, parasites. So they want to inject us and make us think that, you know, we're safe from something that doesn't exist, but at the same time, our brothers and sisters don't know that they are literally being infiltrated by a virus. All right, so it's important that we as original beings, like I keep saying, I'm being redundant. We have to return back to intelligence. We have to. This is a must. All right, so we've got to prepare our minds and focus and get our minds focused on the right perspective. When you're at the job, you working or whatever, focus a little bit on technology. How can I create this? How can I make this right here? Take some time out to draw some plans out and how can I do this here? How can I do that? Because this is what our ancestors did. You know, even though we learned from our big brothers on the other islands, all right, on our planet, the other islands, what they call continents, these are other islands, but these are all islands, all right? But what we learned from them, we can still come back and learn and relearn this information. All right. So it's important, brothers and sisters, that we focus on returning to this power. Nibiru is the basis of it all. All right. Nibiru is the basis of it all. Nibiru is that game changer. All right. When we say game changer, we're talking about changing the game. All right, they created a game. So basically, in this game now, instead of them focusing on us, they're going to soon be focusing on each other. That's when we focus on them. But in the meantime, we need to return ourselves back to intelligence. And the only way we're going to return ourselves back to intelligence is we got to return back to ourselves back to pure spirituality. All right, because this thing that they created here, it's designed to teach us out of spirituality. Don't worry about it. We don't have a microphone. We don't have gas. We don't have food. You know, we got to pay these taxes so that I won't get put out of my house that I own and they won't give my house to somebody else. You know, just outright sell your house to somebody else. And then you got to relocate and find somewhere to live. And you got to do, I mean, this is all the garbage that they put us in a stressful place, and this is why the money system is being destroyed. The money system is the first thing that's going to be destroyed. We saw it happen in March of 2020, and a lot of brothers and sisters says, oh yeah, you know, they're planning on crashing the economy, they're going to do this, and it's like we're so caught up into these dreams, we cannot see the outside forces. So yes, Nibiru, the Niberians, you know, the Shevians, the Nefertitians, you know, these, they are all playing a role. You know, my Anunnaki brothers are playing a role. You know, so we've got to see that where we are going in this manner is that we've got to return back to the place of power. So yes, in March of 2020, when that first frequency hits, all right. When that first frequency, well, the very first frequency that hit was actually September 19th, 2019. And that was the end of the 400-year deal that these beings had over us. September 19th, 2019 is when the World Bank collapsed, all right? And the frequencies began to rise even higher then. That frequency hit. That frequency literally opened up right directly under the World Banking System. And caused the World Bank to collapse. And then from that point on, these other frequencies started flowing all over the planet. So, you know, brother, sister, when, you know, we didn't hear about this frequency, we didn't hear about that frequency, you heard about the Delta, all right? And then you didn't hear about the Epsilon, all right? You didn't hear about the Gamma, you know, you didn't hear about the Hydra frequency. That was a Hydra frequency that came to the planet also, because the original Hydras belong here underwater. All right, the Hydra frequency, you didn't hear about that frequency, you know. So, you know, frequency, you know. So we're all the way down to the Omicron frequency, you know. I was watching, what was I watching? Deep Waters. And I mean, this guy here, he said, oh, somebody said Omicron. Oh, you jumbled the letters and it said moronic. Oh, come on, now get out of here. For real, you know, he had to get that from an anagramic being. So say moronic, you know, of course, they'll be the only ones who will think of that. Oh, it's moronic. You know, Omicron is a frequency. Omicron is a galaxy. Omicron is a universe. You know, these are all Latin. Everything was in Latin. The original language that we spoke was Latin. So you'd be looking at all these different words. You'd be looking at the Latin term, Omicron. When you're going to Pi, you're going to the Delta, you're going to Sigma. These are all Latin, okay? And someone say, well, it's Greek. Well, the original Greeks got their language from Latin, okay? So everything goes within itself. So these frequencies are starting to rise here on the planet, and these frequencies are designed to destroy the system. All right, that's why the frequency is going to go rise higher and rise higher. So first thing that you got to destroy is their money system. And this is what we're doing right now. We're destroying their money system. The frequencies are coming in, they're destroying their money system. So as the frequencies go throughout the planet, and literally weakens their system, and their system is extremely weak right now. All right? And this is why you have your Elon Musk and your Bill Gates is dead. You know, his clone, I don't even know if they killed his clone out there. You know, but Bill Gates is dead right now. So, you know, but you got Elon Musk, you know, who's nothing but a created android robot. I mean, this guy, he's not real. He's created android robot. You can look at him, you can tell he doesn't even have a spirit. He just runs on some whatever computer components that's in his head. And, you know, we got people believing that we can go to Mars and we're going to drop a bomb. I'm watching Rap the News this morning. Elon Musk talking about we can drop an atom bomb on both poles of Mars to change the weather. Motherfucker, you can't even get to Mars. The gateways, all the gateways for them to try to even get anywhere remotely off the planet are closed up. So where are you going to go? Nowhere. All right? So this is what we're dealing with, brothers and sisters. All right? So you got to understand, destroy the monetary system first so that money would be completely gone. All right? It almost happened in 2020. Some kind of way they found a way to try to bring it back. But it's going to happen again. It almost happened again a couple weeks ago when the Omicron finally came out. But as these other frequencies get higher, we're looking at it, you know, their system is going to fall. All right? They're covering the sky up to try to keep the cosmic waves from coming in. What are the cosmic waves doing? Cosmic waves is returning intelligence back to us. All right? This is the science behind all of this, brothers and sisters. Cosmic waves are returning intelligence back to us. This is why we've got to tap into intelligence. That's why we did that chakra, that chakra meditation where you link into all of different programs outside of you that took a part in creating these powerful bodies that we operate in, all right? So that they can open up the intelligence within you, so you can deep down within yourself and say, okay, I can do this here, I can do this here, I can do this here. Because all of our intelligence were literally plant-based, all right? Extremely high levels of intelligence. You know, you look at the movie Dune, and Dune showed you how we operated, you know, how we past frequency. So if you take Doom and Star Wars and Avatar and X-Men and Superman, all that, you put them all together, you're going to see the most powerful beings ever to walk the planet. All right, this is who we were. So they separated everything to make it seem like they were separate, but in reality, it's all together. Just like the whole Jesus and Satan and the devil and all this stuff here, all that is together. They saw us as devils, all right? That's what they saw us. They saw us as demons. But when you got to understand the satanic realm, you must go through the satanic realm in order to tap into the Christ energy. The Christ energy helping you go into the demonic forces. The demonic forces helping you tap into the heavenly realm, all right? And the heavenly realm allows you to have access of hell, which is the most powerful energy and the most powerful force on the planet, all right? So something for you all to think about, brothers and sisters. I mean, we have literally been duped into a lie, and this lie is big as fucking hell, all right? So you got to understand that we have got to return ourselves back to this original power that we came from, because this power is literally cosmic intelligence. We've got to return ourselves back to intelligence. Nibiru is here to help us out. Nibiru is on the West Coast, and we got something else coming from the East Coast, or from the Eastern side. You know, we got from all sides. You know, if you want to say North, South, East, West, we've got energy coming from all sides to assist us in this transition to bring ourselves back into a more powerful state of mind. And when we return back into this more powerful state of mind, we're going to be even stronger than what we were when these beings invaded. Okay? You live and learn. That's how it goes. You live and learn. You learn. It's called cognitive wisdom. Cognitive wisdom talks about how you use you watch what happens to other beings, and you use that wisdom to make sure that you don't go the route that they went. Our ancestors tried negotiating, tried doing other things instead of just going out straight going out annihilating these beings, but they didn't, because they were trying to be nice and trying to stay balanced, and instead of tapping into that higher force that belongs to them. All right, so many of us, you know, fell off by trying to be nice and trying to be what's called cordial. Because sometimes you just can't be cordial with the enemy. You can't be nice with the enemy who has a plan of destroying you. And, you know, they've been here too long here on our planet. It's time for us to literally get rid of them. All right? So the whole key point in this here, brothers and sisters, is that we have to return ourselves back to intelligence. All right? So I'm leaving with this, and we're going to be building more orgone. All right? I want you to, how about this, brothers and sisters? How about let's build people than ourselves, find ways, and study different levels of intelligent technologies and create an orgone, whether it be a pyramid, a cube, a globe, a half globe, and study that orgone, study that intelligence, and create something powerful. Alright? If you want to know how to make orgone pyramid and orgone globe, just go on YouTube. Don't ask me. Go on YouTube. Because all the information is there. I don't know why so many of our folks, you know, say, well, show me how to do this, show me how to do that, and the information is right there. You can literally go on Google, you can go on YouTube, how to make this, how to make this, and it's right there, you know? It's right there. You know, a lot of times I don't have time to actually make videos sometimes because I'm so busy. And you're busy also, so on your lay time, go on YouTube. How to make this? How to make this? How to make this? How to make this? You got thousands of fucking videos that you can follow. All right? So the whole key point is that we've got to build ourselves back up. All right? Look into these different levels of intelligence, you know? See how the crystals work. See how the magnets work. You know, see how everything works. You know, we created portals. You know, when we create portals need a lot of fucking magnetism. All right? There was a lot of magnetic, there was a high magnetic field in portals. So, you know, like we say, you know, even though here on our planet, we had a lot of structures, but most of those structures were plasma-based structures. But when we dealt with portals and all, it takes a lot of a high-level magnetic field to create portals. All right? So, you know, something for you all to think about. All right? I got to go. All right? Goodness. Oh, my goodness. I've been talking 30 minutes already. I'm going to catch you guys a little later. And we're going to talk. We're going to go deeper into some more studies. But I think this right here should be enough for you all to go off on, okay? All right, brothers and sisters. Glad to be here with you. It is my honor to serve you all. And you know the deal. All power to the monthly chakra, celestial and deadly beings. May chaos run with you forever and ever. Much power to you all.
I look around and look for some old, I seldom talk about Hollow Earth entrances. And, of course, all the caves and all the access points have been dynamited or welded shut, and everything was pretty locked down.
Again, he's former FBI agent, and he is the X-Man, is what he's known as. He said, I want to come back and talk to you about Antarctica and all the heads of state that are going there. And we're like, what's going on down there? We got to find out.
And so here gets to Antarctica. And long story short, they discover there in Antarctica. This is in 1998, right? You know, they discovered there's bases under the ice. But then they found that there's this huge magnetic anomaly down there. But the magnetic anomaly is consistent with basically a 50-mile-wide city in the metropolis down there. Of course, he teaches in the public school system, so, you know, if he started talking about this, from what I found out from a geometry teacher friend of mine, that you can lose your job over this one. We assume it's U.S. military, but we don't know for sure. And satellites over Antarctica discovered something under the ice, and it was a huge something. It was gigantic. We still don't know what it is. They still won't discuss it because it's magnetic disturbances.
The first territorial incursion committed by the Nazi Party in 1939, their takeover of Norwegian sovereign territory at the northern tip of Antarctica. But why? What were the Nazis looking for?
I get an order from the Pentagon to report to the Chief of Research and Development. I walked in General Trudeau's office, and he gave me an order. He said, if there are watch things for me, the rest don't understand. The fallen angels being locked away beneath the ice in Antarctica. There's not very many people that go to Antarctica. For some reason, that's just the land that nobody touches.
But why would he, at the age of 86, go to the Antarctic? It had to be something monumental. It had to be something that's really something that would change everything.
Sometimes we use robots in the plants, and the plants we have are 50 or 60 acres under roof. We have a section of the plant we call recon, which is recontainerization. That comes in from the train or comes in on a key. We turn into like a journey to the center of the earth, I think, when it was actual physical entrance at the North Pole, and he went inside it and saw it, you know, as a bland that time forgot. If you want to know how many residents it has, the population of the official count is an average of only 5,000 temporary residents. That's all the scientific data. Military bases, alien bases, there's a laboratory there, there's, you know, an entire situation going on of contact between the human race and the alien race. And of course, the congressional committee went down there, and that's when rumors began about this Antarctica city having been discovered. The city was a city that was flash frozen around the time of the Great Flux. It's covered by a molten glass dome. There are waters above that dome. The Earth is, you know, a disc, not a ball. The Big Earth magnetic field is so far out that it can be sensed out 300 miles away from the planet. This unknown spaceship or something otherworldly that would be found in Antarctica.
As this saga continues to unfold, I am gradually becoming more convinced that the early Nazi success in Antarctica provided the impetus for everything else that was to come.
So we had 3,000 officers on the, and that was the order he gave me to watch things because the rest of them don't understand what they're forming. We knew what they were important, and we knew there was something there. Return them to us, you're the competitive edge of the army, and give them to the people.
The Ark of Gabriel was taken. Russia took the Ark of Gabriel to Antarctica. If these fallen angels are released from their prison.
So he goes down there, and what does he see? He sees exactly what these people are saying that they have found. He sees the mothership. You see the other two because they're buried under the ice. But one, they dug down to the 2 miles down in the ice.
And we have to sequence that, put it in order of color. And some of the, sometimes we use robots or we use self-driving carts because they don't have eyes like we have eyes. This is all driven by military research. There was a huge expanse of land bigger than the United States past the South Pole, which he hadn't even seen yet, which meant that nobody's seen it because he's the leading explorer in the world at that point. And he flew his own plane. The person who went there is just incredibly small as far as how many people are there. The disturbance that have been uncovered at Antarctica that are
larger than primitive. Out of this underground base in Antarctica, this huge hole begins to open up. This space is huge. You know, UFO spacecraft shows up out of the ice, from under the ice. So Antarctica is not really evolved in terms of it being covered by ice over a period of millions of years. There were seas, or basically metropolises down in Antarctica. It was not. NASA says it's not. Space agency says it's not. The government says it's not. We've been told all this stuff, but I mean, it just comes down to with our own eyes. And what we can prove when we find out that there's this large magnetic anomaly under the ice that is not part of the continent itself. In other words, there's something sitting on the continent that's underneath the ice that is still able to throw out a magnetic field disturbance 300 miles out.
The coming of transhumanist robots, mechanical human hybrids, and artificial intelligence. Without the Dorsum Antarctica's success in 1939, World War II might never have happened.
The integrated circuit turned into a supercomputer in 30 years. We were a little bit worried about that, like I told the general. What are we unleashing on the world, General? We don't know what this thing will end up. What if it integrates the brain?
In the end times, these fallen angels are probably pretty angry since they've been trapped. And they're trapped in Antarctica. They're probably pretty angry that they've been trapped for so long.
He sees that. He realizes that these are aliens. With aliens who helped us advance. Were alien beings that were coming down from the sky in these wheels that the Bible talks about.
Humans have 120 degrees of peripheral vision, and we can run as fast as 25 miles an hour at an oblique angle to that moving object and catch it midair in a glove. The entire Antarctic continent was made out of resource-rich materials, and the nations could be squabbling over this thing for years and years to come. You can ignore a lot of stuff, but you can't ignore conspiracies that are bigger than money. Now, one thing that LUMA and Google Earth have in common, is that both systems show blur outs, white outs, and grayscale alterations of certain areas. And it moves up into the air and flies away. The elites are trying to push and pre-program and indoctrinate people's minds.
All right. Indoctrinate people's minds. See, that's what this huge pimp game is all about. All right. We'll be right back. All right, is it over? Okay. Okay, I knew it kind of tricks us. That song kind of tricks us. It kind of slows down the tempo and then it kind of builds it back up. You know what I mean? So I'm like, is it over? No, but royalty to the world. Hey, no, stop that. I got a new addition to the family yesterday, another black cat, a male Persian black cat. So they are kind of fighting for territory. But anyway, guys, royalty on to everybody. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in to another podcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. I am your host, Haru. And as you guys know, Eternal is with us every weekend, guys. We do this every weekend. You know, we give back, you know what I'm saying, to Earth with the wisdom and knowledge that we bestowed deep from within us. Yesterday was a powerful podcast, 222. You know, sometimes these podcasts go how they just go. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's been some mild interference. You know what I mean? Let me tell you guys, energy interference is big business, okay? So what we're talking about today is Antarctica. Antarctica isn't really talked about a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I think that it should, it's going to be brought to the forefront in its divine way and its divine order. I think as my ears are ringing right now, whoa, I know that it will be brought to the forefront more so, you know, again, there's speculation doesn't even exist. You know, I feel that a lot of divine spirits, you know, like the crystal towers that they blew up and all of that shit. You know, I think Antarctica is a root, you know what I'm saying, to how a lot of shit kind of transpired and got started as to the fall. You know what I'm saying? As to the fall. So anyway, as always, guys, we're going to see what Eternal has his divine sacred wisdom, you know, to share with us as far as what he knows surrounding the topic in Antarctica. So peace unto you, Divine Elder Eternal. And do you have anything, because you cut us off yesterday, do you have anything to add to the Divine 22 podcast that we didn't get to say, and also about the topic that we're speaking on here today? Royalty unto you.
Greetings, brother. How you feeling?
I am feeling, I didn't think of a feeling word, but I am feeling... I'm feeling channeled. Let me say that. I'm feeling channeled because connecting with our youth, you know, I spoke about there's so much divine youth that are out there, but they do not want to come out of their shells because of fear of how the elders have treated them through history. So I feel channeled.
Absolutely. Man, as far as yesterday, the day before, you know, 222, the whole manifestation, you know, we were talking about manifesting things, you know, and the average twos are a masculine and a feminine approach. I've noticed just like how in the conversation we've been talking about, there's a divine masculine just as much as there's a divine feminine, and a lot of us aren't aware of that. So when we say man is man and woman is woman, we separate the other part that we got more journeys to do, you know. And I know that some of us, when we get out there, it's just like when a teacher teaches someone, right? Teacher teaches someone and they say, go out there. No. They say, what I want you to do is not fight while you're learning this training. And then you be like, all right, cool. And then you get out there and then someone actually is, you know, bothering you. Like, okay, wait a minute. You told me not to fight, but I got to figure out how to get this person off of me. And then you end up eventually fighting the person. And you're like, whoa, I wasn't supposed to fight because he told me not to fight. And then you run into your teacher, and then the teacher look at you, and you see the black eye, and he's like, you fought, didn't you? I told you not to fight. So now the teacher gets rough on you because you know, you disrespected the promise or the omen or the connection y'all have, right? And so
right.
this manifestation that you're unaware of can be the struggle that you didn't know you were manifesting. And realizing struggle isn't just a struggle. You know, you got the STR, right? And then U and the G, that's that U and the G energy in the L. You're a struggle in yourself. So, like, to look at words will help you also build your better self and character. Because they say in the beginning was the words, but in the beginning was infinite. That's why the words became the words. Because these are infinite words we toss back and forth on each other. So now it is about your spells and spilling and how you spell out these energies. And just like the brother who had to fight, he learned that he got beat up, right? So that's why he ran back to the Sifu and said, dang, I actually didn't win. Like, even the stuff you taught me. So it didn't really give me, you know, the life lesson of saying I learned how to fight and beat up somebody. That wasn't the life lesson in the first place. It was so you could be aware of that you now know how to use your hands. How now mindful are you because you're using your hands, you know, to hurt someone? The average person don't really know how to do that, you know, without still getting the point across and still hurting another being. So usually what we find out is, just like God, just like the devil, we'll start to do the God and the devil thing right here on earth. So just like to go from the manifestation, right, to even how we were just talking about Antarctica, there's experiments that a lot of us are unfamiliar with. If we go into leaky gut, your body is going through an experiment that since the 1900s, you know what I mean? Like, you got family that's still here right now, so they are walking 1900 people, right? But they learned from their mother and their father. So now you got some stuff that came from the 1800s. You just didn't think about that. It didn't dawn in your mind long enough to say, wait a minute. In the 1800s, were they already feeling docile and then gave it to y'all in the 1900s to a point where you said, nope, I don't want to go like they went. So now I'm going to go for the easiest route. And then you went from that easiest route to finding out, dang, this route is a little tough. Now you're like, I want to retract. But now your great mom, your great grandma, they're gone. So now you can't retract from what's there. You can't get those essence that they have to offer you. Same way when we look at those time frames, don't just look at it from the illustrator that wrote the book. I mean, the writer that wrote the book, the author that wrote the book. Look at it from the illustrator's point of view. He might have a different story for the book. And then look at it through the words and see how the words enlighten you while you're reading it. Don't just go by the author. Don't just go by the illustrator. And don't even just go by yourself. Go through all three of those things, right? And then start, this is like what most people kind of run out of, the idea of having a structure for themselves. So if you at least put a structure, it's like putting a bookmark in a book. Sometimes even when I put the bookmark in a book, I don't have to grab this little book placer and put it in there. Sometimes I might even circle the number that I'm on because I was like, man, I got to remember what page I'm on, and I'm going to come back to it. So you give yourself all these basically memories to work with. And it's the same way the planets go around the earth. We're given memories at a certain time, just like how you jump on Facebook. You're putting memories at a certain area. So now when you come across it again, you're like, oh, I know how to interact with this. Like the brother said, you ain't got to always go down that same route and do the same thing. You knew that wasn't going to work the first place. You're going to still do it. Like that, it didn't work last year. But then come to find out, you do something that happened last year, and you're doing it, and it comes out differently. That's from the experience that you know, that you can say it don't always have to turn out the same as the same result. So now, if you did do it, let's say if you did plant in the wintertime, would you still have seeds growing out of the plant? Or would you realize, okay, wait a minute, maybe I need to do this in the springtime because the seeds didn't grow like I thought it was going to. I had more of a struggle during this time to do that. So what's going on right now? Our collective way of thinking from the moon to the sun, we go from thinking in our head to thinking in our spiritual feet. Now, the spiritual feet could be spiritual at that point in the beginning, or it could be at the end that you feel the spiritual side. That's just like how we're going through March right now. Like, we're not even into 2022 yet. We're not there yet because we ain't reached 21 yet. So when we reach 21, that's 2022. And so the average people, by the time they get to 2022, in March 21st to going into 22 manifestation, they're not really manifesting anything because they already thought, in the beginning of the year, I did that. So I ain't doing no resolution now. I'm not going to do that. I still ain't got where I need to get because you're at the end of your comment. You got to actually work with that end of the comment, that what you felt like it was trash and you didn't want to throw away, but then you walked out of the room and the trash is still there. You still got to throw that trash out. You still got to start doing, like my brother said, he was like, if you're at a point where you got to get rid of some old things that don't mean anything to you, it's time you open up the shed and look at all this stuff and say, look, I ain't used this, I ain't used that. I can either give this away to somebody or I got to get rid of this because it's going to hold me. It's going to hold me. We're time travelers and we don't use the time to travel with. And now we got to create time that we're traveling in. So just like Antarctica. Antarctica is really a portal. You know what I'm saying? And we can find out easier Captain America, the Cold Wars. When they started the Cold Wars, we know, like an average, most of us, as we've been militant people. But some of us be either your dad's military, your grandma, somebody went in there and did some fighting. And that's what I was talking about in the 1800s. Somebody was in that 1800s doing the same thing, you know? And until you say, you know what, let me start retracking this and see how, if, like, say your parents probably went to Alaska or Antarctica and they didn't tell you about that. And you're like, wait a minute, you went? It's like, yeah. These are stories that they talk about in movies. And here you got a parent that went. Like a brother that just passed away recent that I went to the awakening for yesterday. He was in the Navy, you know. And I would have never known he went to Africa until they start saying, this brother went to Africa and all other places in the country. I was like, wow, I ain't even, okay, so this is some old eye-openers that I need to know so that I could continue this growth that I'm getting out of it. Because when a person passes away, you don't get that growth anymore unless you get it from the people that's there to tell you about it. So now it don't stop. You're never in this story, don't stop. In the beginning was the beginning. So it's going to be infinite. So really, there's no beginning. You just happen to come across it, and now it looks beginning to you, just like the New World Order. You could look at Antarctica being the old world, right? And now we're in the new world. But, however, that's not new to us. This world that we're in is not new to us. This is the old world. But because someone else came into existence, made the new world Antarctica, which that was the opposition play. That's why that's a portal. And if you look at Captain America, you get more of an insight what I'm saying. Watch it in the beginning where they're looking to find Captain America. And then there's another one. What was that, John? I think it was the year after, I'm going to have to look it up. But it showed how people were actually going towards this tunnel. No, matter of fact, that was in Avengers. When he was going after Red Skull, Red Skull had a plan. And Red Skull will have you have – well, he'll – when you see him, he'll have you think of red roses or the white roses turning red. The white roses turning red was like the battle. And what kind of battle was it? The War of the Roses. So you got white roses, you got red roses. But then you think about it, that's the white chakra, right? And that's the red chakra. So what would be white and red would be the crown and the root. So they're showing you a separation before it got started. So anyway, this Red Skull, he comes and he's looking for some certain type of land portal, basically. I'm going to say land portal because even the UFO is like a land portal. You know, the pyramid, the shields, they call it a portal. So you're actually in a portal. This is like the best time machine you could ever be in. And the real reason why we use clocks, because they show us time. But it's a time machine you're looking at when you're looking at the clock. You're looking at the 12 hours. You're looking at the analog. You're looking at the... When the analog was changed to digital, that was another switch up to how your ways of thinking became another way of thinking. You can imagine some people got 12 hours on that clock before they switched it, right? And then there's other ones that got 24 hours actually on the clock. So they actually think way different than 12-hour thinkers. This is what separated a lot of us from the way we think. Point where you get in the car, now the time is in your car to tell you how long it takes you to get to a destination. We call it ETA, the estimated time of arrival. So now you take time to get there, but now that time that you get there might be shorter or might take even longer. So that time can be an illusion. It's only up to you to make these decisions, just like the illustrator, the author, and you. You've always had this trinity going around all the time. So you're in this triangle, learning how the Bermuda Triangle, right? Could be like VA. Look at VA. VA looks like a triangle. If you don't even write the whole word out, take the first letter and the last letter. V like the vagina part, right? That's the root chakra. A is at the top. So what's going on? There's a magic going on right here. We're utilizing it, but we don't know how to utilize it ourselves. So it's being utilized is what I'm basically going to. And it's really up to you to grind yourself better, right, and let it favor for you. Like I rode in the wind this past 7 days, and as I'm riding, it was a Friday, the wind was hitting me, right? And the way it was hitting me, it was felt like, wow, this wind is really tough. I got done, end of the night at 8 p.m., I'm riding back out, or maybe 9, but I was riding back out. By the time I get going to the same destination I came from, the wind is hitting me again. I said, wait a minute. The wind was going one direction. Now I'm going this direction that it shouldn't be hitting me. Now it's hitting me this direction. So I said, okay, I got to keep my mind on how's the wind flowing whenever you get up? You know, when you're walking in the wind, is it facing you or is it against you? When you go home, is it facing you or is it against you? Time is actually happening while you're in it, so much that you might not even be paying attention to. That's how much on the average we have to start opening the brain up a little bit more. You start to see bugs? Have you seen any bugs yet? Have you seen any bugs yet?
Oh, I'm sorry. You can't hear me. I was saying no. It's on my list, that and ants. It's on my list to watch, but I have not watched it. No, not yet.
We just saw an ant today walking on the sidewalk. Not even the smallest little baby one. It was a little bigger. So
On two legs,
we should know that.
Because you know you got to ask now. Everything's evolving.
I know, right? everything evolves in its own time. I can say that. So yeah, you have levels to
right.
it. So yeah, we saw it was a big ant. It wasn't a black ant. So it was like, and I don't want to say it was a red ant. I'm gonna give it more like a brown ant. You know. And we don't even, like, looking around, like, where did it come from? Where is it going? You know, so it's like, because we got the weather right now in our favor, just like the night before, the weather turned to 70 degrees, and it was like, at night, it was at 70. How did it switch up at night? Usually you think 70 degrees happened during the daytime. But this, again, it's just like how the weather could be 70 degrees in the daytime and all of a sudden drop to 40 degrees. The wind. When the wind curves one way and it switches up, that's how this whole thing be like, man, I don't feel so good, or now I'm sick, or, you know, if you're not able to adjust to how the wind is moving, maybe you're not paying attention to how time is around you the whole time. So now is,
yeah,
what do I do in my time that's going to actually help me? Peace, sis, how you feeling? How you actually averagely put time into things, and as they say, put time into things and don't put time into other things. You know, while you're putting in time in one thing, something is changing while you're putting that. So it's like we're in a world of multiverse worlds. And the more you're putting more time into one thing, you can actually change the dynamic in another world. Now, is it a bad? Is it a good thing? That's on you. That's on you and how you are perceiving it. That's like when, can a God be a devil and a devil be a God? God could be a devil and the devil could be a God. That's like it can be a rhetorical question. However, if you don't see the difference, you're going to be the book reader and say, this book is the best book I ever read. But how many books have you read? Okay, that's going to kind of stunt your growth. So what we're doing is we're almost stunting each other's growth as we keep going amongst each other. Yeah, at the same time, I don't want to stunt your growth. I want you to expand it. I want to help you have become a critical thinker about this. So I'm not going to say Antarctica is a portal and I'm real about what I'm saying. No, you figure this out on your own as well. Go and do some little researching. Why would they throw you something, right, without giving you 10% of it truth and then give you 90% fantasy if it's Hollywood? But what if they gave you 90% truth and 10% fantasy? Now you might be stuck because by the time I was giving you fake stuff the whole time, I got you, right? So now when it's time, I'm going to give you something real. I'm going to give you something real, and you're not going to know it from it being real because now I can give you the truth, and you're just not blind to it. So what they say, hear half of what you hear and none of what you see. And it's like, whoa, what is that? What does that mean? Like, if I look at it, I'm really going to believe it.
What is it again? What is it, the correct one? What, how do you, what is it, believe? Say it again in its correct form.
I said there's a quote saying, believe in half of what you hear and none of what you see.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's the reverse. Believe in half of what you see and none of what you hear. Which one is correct?
That's what I was trying to ponder as you were speaking.
Okay. That's right. That's right. Because there's levels to it, bro. Like, you got up as a baby crawling,
correct.
But then, okay, go ahead, say it. Go ahead, say it. Go ahead.
No, I'm still pondering. I'm still pondering and trying to articulate as you speak. So I'm not gonna say
okay.
What
it's okay.
Is.
It's okay.
I'm just gonna ponder.
Everything is basically, everything's a base of, you got to have grace and time with everything, basically. That's what it's basically saying. You got to have a grace and time with everything, not just grace, not just time. You know, Father Time will have you do it or else, you know. But Mother Grace said, no, let him take his time. Let her take her time. He's like, wait a minute now. This person needs to get this. He's like, well, if you put too much time in it, then it don't have grace now. But it'll be a different type of grace that you want to call it grace, but it ain't that grace. It's an illusion because you're forcing the grace.
Okay. All right.
So just like the Antarctica, people have been thought to not go there. But if you look at, like how he was talking, if you go into King Kong, you'll find that there's a reverse world in, like in our mind, like the VA, it's a reverse world here in Virginia. Most people have to get here to figure it out. Most people had to come here to find out this is the Bermuda Triangle like that. This is another tri-state. So when they look at a tri-state, that's like three portals being put into one. We wouldn't know the difference. This is why the mounds, pyramids, are the same as the Cheops, or the same as our portals. That's why it's important for you to take your shoes off in 65-degree weather and put your feet on the earth so you can create more energy in your portal that you're walking and breathing in. The whole idea of apparatus got people thinking the car is better than you. But your body is created like a car. Now, the only thing we got a problem with is we're not a car. We're not robotic people. Yet this is what we do with people. We make them want to feel like they should be robotic. Yes, no. I only want to hear yes and no's out of you. I don't want to hear no in-between. Because of the language, we made a maybe or could be or would or should. And because of those are suggestive energy. And now we could be a suggestive power towards other people. Even though because it's suggestive, now it seems like it's the more deadlier thing to use. Yet at the same time, it can be because – if I say between black and white, you have gray. If you go into gray, would that be a good thing? That depends. How long do you stay in your gray? If a tree is coming at your head, you're going to take black and white? And if you're in the gray, that tree going to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make a decision. You going to say God punishing you when the tree's hitting you? Are you going to say the devil's punishing you when the tree hits you? Or are you going to get out of the way of the tree? You get out of the way of the tree, you can save yourself. You can save that apparatus.
The devil did it.
Yeah. Your seven senses are kicking in there to tell you whether it's a God or a devil thing already. So now, did the God open your ears up or the devil keep them closed? You see? It'll start to be like a game you want to play with your own self as you keep playing it. But what's being relayed to you is your gray is the strongest matter to give you a neutral so you can find out how to be more natural. Now, the only real reason why, like, let's say average men and women, we walk around here mad at each other, but we don't. Not all of us got children, so we don't know what that's like. So what do? We grab a dog, a cat, you know. We want to feel like what it's like to have family around if you don't have even your family around. So just like the Antarctica, it's like the frozen state of mind, the frozen status to thought. So if on average,
Whoa,
yeah, you good.
Minute,
I just need to move over a little bit. The frozen status is like,
Eternal, hold on. I'm sorry, because what you said is powerful and profound and is not, it has to be readdressed. Antarctica is a state of a frozen mindset.
Yeah, they gave you, what's her name? Frost, right? Why did they come up with Frost? Why they got a woman now being freezing people, you know? And then it was like two of them. Got one version, got a second version. And then you actually look at the second version, she's more masculine than the first version. And then you're like, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on here? We're actually seeing an ant, an arc, and the ka. But with the ka, how does ta become anything but Tahuti? That's a symbol. That's a sigil. If you go into Frozen, the second version, you see her with a sword. She's using Ogun's connection to make a path, a wave, or whatever you want to call it, a new way of life. Everybody else, they want to be like saying that she's the monster. However, she's going around like Thanos saying, I just want, you know, to end this other stuff y'all be in so much. But now she said, you know what? I'm going to just move to myself. I'm going to make my own kingdom. And if you choose to be over here, but for real, I'm going to keep you from coming in over here. So it's up to the environment to accept you now. Because you done did so much damage on the environment, you got iced out. And so people that lived in that area, foolish. People that lived in the desert became foolish. Now, of course, what they do in their foolish state, that's to stay in that state of mind. Now, if you're a person that lives in the desert and don't know how to live in the desert because you didn't change the status of how you actually are, you know, from dry to moisture, the shoe to toughness. If you're in Antarctica and don't know how to live in that status, it's because you decided to say, I'm not going to fish, I'm not going to do anything to live out here, but I need somebody to fish and do all these things for me. So now you're basically helpless in your environment. No one should walk around their environment feeling helpless. If anything, you look for what can help in your environment. Are you going in? Okay. All right, let's see. So when you're going in into your environment of thought, you also got to look at, because I am now having the ability, I'm able to do certain things, does it cripple the next person of your ability? And there's the point of saying, I'm not going to make you cold because find the in-between. We're going to find, okay, well, if we can't live in our Antarctica, let's take our living energy somewhere else to live in. So these portals are made so you can see the arc, just like an ant can see the arc too. That's that rainbow energy you got, that seven chakras, that eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. It might not be made or created where your eyes see like my eyes see, or your ears hear like my ears hear. But now let's look at it like this. Can your ears see?
Mm-hmm.
Can your ears see and can your eyes hear?
Mm.
And then let's go even further. Can your eyes feel like your ears feel? And this is where you don't have to answer the question. It becomes, this is why it's a rhetorical question. You got to have balance for any of that. So it depends on perception. But like we said, pathos, ethos, and logos, those are the three. You're going to run into them all the time. It's going to be the way you're going to open up what time is. Time is the fourth realm. But before you get to it, you got to speak on Trinity. You got to have a Trinity. Otherwise, you've been speaking duality. You know, you've been saying, you need to write a book. But how can I write a book if I don't have a drawer or illustrator to show you what I'm talking about?
You just said something. Duality is only two sides.
Yes. Two sides. The Watts and the Dwarters. See, when we made sun, we put per and sun together. So when you hear per sun, you're having first sun. Or first sun, four sun. You're having four connections to your sun. Just like quarters got four quarters to a dollar. But that's still head on the front and the back is basically the temple. So when we made portals all across the area of the land so that we can still comprehend what we need to do. You're a body of the leg, you're a body of the upper part of your torso. Well, if you're a body of the upper part of the torso, let me take you to Kemet and let you see how the lions do over here. And now you see the characteristics of yourself. To say in a persona way, because you know we persona ourselves. Persound is sound. Like each sound, per sound, is like how you said profound. Well, profound knowledge and profound enlightenment. But if you're not profound by enlightenment or knowledge, that means you have to keep looking to see what makes it better for you. That's what makes it profound. Because at first you found something, but it wasn't like that professional feel. It was like the average feel. It was like the average scratch. But if you had a professional scratch about it, you probably could get it done quicker and faster than how it was earlier, the efficient way. So if a person punched you in the face and you really know how to be equipped to not punch him in the face, this is how you're saying, dang, I didn't get that profound enlightenment that I'm learning from this punch this person punched me from. You know, maybe you need to get punched again.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole idea is not to suffer while you're thinking you're suffering, because you're not suffering. If a person went to Antarctica and they said, dang, I didn't get the right clothing and the gear for this place, well, maybe you have to be in the area. So now look in the area and find those clothing. Because if you bought it before you went to Antarctica, you're going to pay a higher price. They know that you don't know nothing about the weather over there. So now that you don't know it, maybe you should know it better before you just go and buy stuff. Look at it from a world point of view. Let's say if I did get some shoes from here in America, or like how my brother said, he went to Korea. He went to Korea, and there were the shoes. Philippines. He went to Philippines, and here's these shoes. And he took the shoes and said, dang, this shoe's like $20. $20, hold on, I'm buying like every pair, and I'm going to send them to myself. That's what the mother said, what you doing? He said, who you going to send that to? Me, I'm sending this to me. I was like, that was smart. So when he got back over here, right, black over here, I'm going to say true black, carbon net, he saw his shoes he was able to get, and he paid what, maybe $100, something like that, for it to come over here on the other side. And he was like, I'm willing to pay the $100 for, you know, four pairs of shoes when I'm doing this over here, and I'm getting one pair of shoes for $180. To look at yourself in a wide span versus a short, minute way of thinking, this is what hurts us the most. And then especially if people are talking to you and saying you are small, you are short, you are a minute being. This is why a lot of people took on the word minority. Like, we the minorities. You are not minority. If you're melanated, there's no way possible you could be the minority of people. That means you're a small margin of the people. How could you be the small margin of the people? You see us mostly everywhere. Whether we in the field of the back of the offstage cleaning as a janitor, the custodian all day, the mechanic, the person that's serving your food as a waiter. The bartender, the bus boy. I was a bus boy. You know what a bus boy is?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was back there pulling these glasses out and make sure the people at least getting alcohol. But I didn't have no idea, no clue that I was giving them a point to where they could either channel the right way or go extremely wrong and be into that route where they feel like they came out of Antarctica. You know, pale is also ale. When you drink the ale, you pale yourself. So you basically go cold. You go cold fish. When they call it cold fish, you're saying you're going cold with the spiritual side of your body. You don't have no idea, no clue. When you come out, would you be blacked out? You know, what are the things that comes behind it? Some people get diabetes early. You know, the stages of you putting toxin in your body to have a good time is kind of scary. And a lot of us, since the average, since the 1800s, going into the 1900s, we got depressed about us, period, right? Because we knew we weren't making too much, we weren't doing too much, but we were making everything. So how could we not know this? You know what I'm saying? Unless somebody propaganded it in the radio, in the technology. Let me propaganda in the radio, on the TV. Let me get you black and white. Because, see, the gray is the most that matters. But that's how the black and white was able to be put there in front of us so we can look at it. But that was none of what you see and half of what you hear. And then it went to half of none, what you hear and none of what you see because the radio was first, you know. And then when they put the TV out, then it's like, man, I can't believe none of this. But you can hear it. So now it's half of what you're hearing. So as technology is introduced to us, the same way our chakras are being introduced to us. But we didn't see it as that. So everybody, like on the average, are running around here wanting to do stuff or maintain stuff, but you ain't even maintained yourself yet. So that's why the Antarctica, somewhere so far away like Greenland, which we don't probably even know it exists at all because it was existence and now it's probably nothing now. But those areas had green land to it, to a point where these people that lived there didn't know how to do the right thing there. So causing it to change the temperature, the feelings, the energy. Now, on an average, you can imagine, this is kind of a crazy thing. If you look at a TV now, turn it on, and see how many dark-skinned people are really doing devilish things. And then look at how many light-skinned are doing it. And then look at how many light-skinned might have privileges versus the dark-skinned. And then look at how the dark-skinned have privileges, could be abusing the privileges. So it's like you're going to find this fine groove that propaganda then put us in. But once you find it, do not, I'm going to say this again, do not become an extremist where you say, well, that's bad, or that's good, you know, that's the best thing I've seen, ain't nothing better than that. Well, if you keep doing that, you're going to make a segmented line to yourself as you keep going through life. You don't want to be segmented. You want to be like going through a long, you know, period of your time. So that means I'm still learning. I'm still mastering. I still sit amongst these people. I still put my head down to these people's feet so I can learn certain things. But like you said earlier, if you are listening to adults that didn't get it right and want to continue not to get it right, like how they'll tell you, did y'all get married? You're like, wait a minute. Do you know what the steps are from us not knowing each other to knowing each other so that when we do get married, we won't be just marrying for the wrong reasons? These things are needed and necessary. So, yeah, as the average child, you know, the child is learning from an Antarctica state to now where you live at. How is this a portal, right, and how is it supporting you? Not just to be a portal, because we could use a UFO, but that's an unidentified flying object. We are basically UFO. We got comets and commas. The brother said comets and commas, right? And comets and comma. One got a C letter to it. One got a K letter to it. But yet, they both can be used the same way because the sound of ka is there. So that's why comma in a word still gives you a comic feeling. That's why we got to express. And this is a linguistic way of approaching one another in a profound manner without having to say, I'm profound. The whole idea is to give you the raising of the awareness. So that way when you wear things, it don't have to be a skirt. It don't have to be a dress. It could be how you live in your address code. What the code is, you know, it can be codex. And that's why codex is there. It's important for us to see sigils, symbols. How do we see it so old that it's new? Maybe it's just new to us and not new to, you know, the average people. So when you're seeing old things, you know, it's not bad. It's just as good as the new things. And when you see new things, is it to help you on your average? And if it's not, then you got to get rid of those old things and start with some new stuff. And that's what I mean by go in your shed, start getting some stuff. And even if it did come from Antarctica, how long have you been holding on to it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you've been holding on to this portal. It probably ain't going to get you no type of time traveling. You're just holding on to it because it's one of those dead-end thoughts. And you're like, man, I thought this had something to do with me. You probably grabbed it because you favored that team at that particular time. You wanted that memory. And nothing wrong with the memory. Yet, just like the planets, you can pass it to the planet. You got to actually keep it here in the physical. And that's what makes us more of a point that we got to see attachment to life and how life keeps us attached. When you're not attached to life, you connect to life. So you can always be attached to life. So the energy that we have is more than just the average. You can pass it on to your son, your daughter, you know, the children that you're going to have. And that way, when you, like you, how you said earlier, if the children don't know which way to go, you still gave them the insight to still have what we call a crystal to find themselves. And since we're walking, moving, dissolving salt crystals with sugar and salt, so that's the good and the bad. That's the sweet and the bitter. And so when we are moving around on a collective, just like the Antarctica, you might have a stone that came from there or a crystal that came from there. Or if you were born in Antarctica, you might have these also. So it's like the research is there for us to look at, being mindful of how to look at the research. And if you have to draw it out, become what we call it, the intuitive being, to now make not only just the intuitive, the act towards what makes you intuitive towards it, and then the initiation. Once you work through the initiation, you'll see the profound, because nature, it don't just popped up. You know, it's already been there. Now it's up to us to see it as nature, natural, to where we can see neutral, you know, towards it, to where now when you finally say, okay, I'm neutral, I'm natural about it, and now here's nurture. Nurture takes time. Sometimes it'll be quick. It depends on how you're acting and responding towards it. Then it'll just leave, and then you don't get that back. And I get that. It's like your air. If you ain't taking advantage of the air is taking advantage of you. So just like when I was riding through that on a bike, I realized, okay, going through this wind like this, I got to take my time. I can't just ride fast through wind like I'm going to beat it. I find my legs giving out. I'm like, oh, man, 30 minutes in, it's like, oh, gosh, I'm fighting like an enemy. But now, is the wind my enemy? No. Can I use it so it won't be my enemy? Yes. Now, if I look at it as my enemy, I'm defeated. That's why a lot of us, when we do run into each other, we say, man, I don't like this person. Let them be them. Walk away from them. You ain't got to don't like them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Let them coexist. They'll figure out why they don't like themselves. Because really, it's probably something you don't see in yourself that you don't like. I got to back out of that person's energy. Cool. Back out of the energy. Look at self. Realize why you didn't like that person. So now you can correct whatever that is about yourself. So when you run into the next Antarctica, you know why. You know why. Because this is the test now. You got to see this next dimension of Antarctica in front of you. You know you're going to jump through the portal. You're going to stand there and take it. You got a coat. You ready? Or you just grab any expensive coat thinking it could work in Antarctica, yet you never step foot in Antarctica. So just average. Okay. Yeah. Life. Life teaches us how to be life. And so when we're in the life, expressing it back out in its biggest point is I ain't running up that way. Express myself in the biggest light is like how you put a Christmas tree up. You know, you put a star on it because you're trying to show the biggest light on top of the tree. Yet the biggest light is you. So you're present. You got to be a present.
The biggest light is you. You know,
that's why we like
Bible. Listen to our Christmas. Go back and listen to our Christmas show to the audience. Go back and listen to, type in Google, Enhancing Awareness Radio Christmas, and you should see our Christmas segment. We broke that down, but the symbolism could possibly be, just a perspective, guys, it could possibly be you and your chakras,
yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. And as you think about it, when the sun is like over our head, we're finally reaching our solar energy, our third chakra. But the average person won't even be like, they enter the third chakra. So, and then the average person might say, I'm Christian, so I don't do nothing about chakras. And then the next person say, well, I deal with numerology, yet that's still dealing with three. So it's all there. It's just people got, I got the elephant's leg. I got the elephant's tail. I got the head. And he's like, I got the elephant. No, you got a part of the elephant. Just like with me getting up here. I'm not getting up here to say I'm the most intelligent being on earth. No, I'm here to help others get their higher parts out too, just like I got mine. And in the energy, we express ourselves to where we can say there's a level, whether it's the lower part, the higher part. Find your midsection. Where do you find your middle at? You know, the average person are going to think that they can't do it. But if you find that someone in your surroundings, they call it your juries of your peers. If you find somebody in that area, you're going to automatically start to feel like, man, I could do this. Actually, I'm motivated. Just getting somebody to get motivated. If you're motivated, you're going to do things to keep the motivation, right? Now, the thing is, it's about being fundamental about it. When you're fundamental about it, it can actually show how disciplined you are about it. And so with the motivation and the fundamental and the motivation, it changes the dynamic. Find out how fundamental and the motivation with other people around you also starts to change. So it's about how optimistic you can be even when you're thinking negative, how much even a negative has a placement for you. Not to say you're stuck in it.
I think that Eternal, you know, even when you see me being combative, you know, I think that is the real goal. That.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's a placement.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Look at zero. Is zero bad? Is zero
no,
bad?
No, but we
let's
don't
say
like
I got
it.
$0. If I say I got $0, is that bad?
No, it's not. It's not, but it just really depends. You know, we don't like it. You know, we put the definition on it.
Right. And so when it adds value to numbers. Zero adds value to numbers. So if you're valuing the zero, as you can value numbers, you actually get to see like how we're in right now. We're in the level of the lowest part of the Piscean energy. So we're in the Olokun area where there's nothing but the ground. And you can't see it because it's dark. It's misty. You don't know which end is which. But if you actually come up top, there's more water than it is at the bottom. And the reason why I say that is because we don't see the earth and how the ground, like a mountain, can, like a peak, like a triangle, it expands at the bottom like a tree. So we don't see that there's more land underwater than we can see up top. But we don't go deep enough to see that. So now there is a difference between the top and the bottom. Even though Yamaya is at the top and Olokun is at the bottom, Olokun will be the oldest. However, Yamaya, she's the most expansive. So now it is, you know, about, you knowing after a while, the zero gives origin, just like if it was negative, it would be more negative of the zero. But if the zero is there, it's like the positive, knowing where you started at, and how you can now appreciate love yourself from ground. Comes like how they say a building started at level zero or ground zero and built its way up. And now there's a point of importance. But if you put importance so much that you don't see the fundamental part of it and the motivational side to how it became fundamental. The first word in fundamental is fun. If you take that out, there's no fun going on. You're going, the person going to quit on you, your relationship going to go bad, your family not going to be around you, you don't have no friends. So you got to have fun in your fundamental. And it says fun, what does it say? Fundamental. It also says fun, F-U-N-D, a mental. So you're saying words to yourself that are giving you a knowing of what you should be doing, yet we probably don't do it. And so now, like how you do with the painting, that's one side of it. Mm-hmm. That's your creative side. Now, to bring it out to another enlightenment and say, you know what, let's have fun with this. Not as what we did when we were children getting in trouble, but we could do as an adult and still be like children. Did you get that?
Yeah, I did. I'm in alignment with that. I'm in alignment with that because I started out as a gist, you know, but now I have turned it into a whole painting line. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Person that's doing barbering, cutting the hair and things like that, that person's going to be like, man, I'm working a lot, but yet I want to expand and I don't have my hands to do that. I need more hands. So what does that barber do but add more people in the shop, show them the technique, or if they already got the technique, go and do your thing. However, remember, you're under my shop, so you got to still have that same kind of approach of how I'm, you know, friendly-wise, the fundamental part to it. Otherwise, you feel like you're a slave to it. Average person go to a job, feel like it's a job. Person that does work, feel like it's work. But if it's your duty, you can do this timeless. It wouldn't even mean you got a time. So when people put yourself in time and take you out of time, you'd be like, oh, man, I don't like doing this. You know? So don't take the fun out of everything, basically. And not, like I said, to a point where it's hurting you, fun. You know, because you could be fun. You can have fun today, right? Have fun tomorrow, but you still got to go to work. So you still going to have fun? Or you going to go to work and be responsible? When you lose that responsibility, now you know why you ain't fun. Because you're not being responsible.
I'm going to do
you
both.
Still have fun and be responsible? Yeah, okay, come on. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the best balance you can give yourself.
I paint while I'm on my call. You know what I'm saying? So I had to learn to make it fun. So, you know,
now,
to everybody.
Yep. Is that one level or is that multi-level you're doing that?
It's multi.
Yeah, because your ears are hearing and seeing, doing things differently in your hearing and seeing. So that makes it a point where not just hearing, seeing, feeling, tasting, touching. All that becomes another extra part where you don't have to be the average person that's watching the TV set, right? And just letting the TV set rule you. You can actually work out. You can actually, when the commercials come on, work out. Or if you're a person that likes to read, when the commercial come on, mute it and then read the book. You know, certain things you can actually put or write, you know. Let the creative side not be ruled by someone else.
No.
Let your creative side be the part of, I got to start creating. In the time that I'm saying, oh, I want to be fundamental, but I'm feeling like I need some motivation. Well, whatever motivates you, start making that fundamental to your motivation.
I'm sorry, I'm still here.
My friend, Unique, she actually showed me a picture of a cat. So when you said you got a cat today, I was like, get the freak out of here. You just showed me the cat. Yeah, that's pretty dope. What color is your cat?
It's black. I'm gonna post it to you right now.
Okay. She got that Bengal cat.
Yeah, it's a black Persian.
Okay. So see how they got that? What'd you just call it? A black Persian, right? Persian from Persia. So the Persian persuasion per Asian. But the Persian or Peru, the area is still near Asia, Bangladesh. But all of this still connects to us as Kiba, the Bilquist, the melanated woman, the non birth, giving baby a life cycle in a trimester itself, the highest numerical number of nine, you know, Sekhmet, the whole idea that why the cat is very a significant thing or ability for us as ACT to be able to see what's in our body. This cat has been used different, like CAT scan. That's why they call it that, you know, a caterpillar, giving a name to a lot of the things that we actually do on the average. That's why it could be the illustrator giving it to you, the writer giving it to you, or you figuring it out your own. That's why your language isn't one barrier of a language. You got your mama language, your daddy language, and you got your language. When you put them three together, you ultimate. Nobody can stop your knowledge when you start gaining from it. That's what Wise Dome does. It shows you how, okay, now that I got this, how do I give it back out? Your tool that most people could be looking at could be a weapon. That's why they look at you and say, you just weaponizing people. I'm like, no, these are toys. You don't know how to play them. You're doing it for the wrong reason. Well, you can think of the average scientist when they start teaching people the science, they said, well, this could be in the wrong hands, deadly. Shoot, life is like that constantly. So you going to say this all the time? Well, if you are, just make sure what you're saying gets its value back in itself. Because you can't put the value back in itself. The value don't have it to give value. That's why we can't be robotic people. You're more of touchy feeling versus, hey, how you doing? All right, see you later. Walk out the door without no touch, no hug, no nothing. You know, the average person that gets a hug, it can save a life.
Yeah. I do it all the time.
Even a smile is good.
The world,
but then you know how a smile. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the world needs to know that. You know, the world needs to relearn and retap into, you know, those. It's the little things, guys. It's the little things. Giving somebody a hug just simply, you know, could have, they were thinking about committing suicide that day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You went,
exactly.
You transferred your energy and gave him a hug. You know, see, we don't know what we do by these acts of kindness.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's very important to just be kind.
Now, on the antagonizing way, the, what they call it, the oppositional way, it could be a person get a hug and they think you want them. They're like, no, that's just, I'm giving
well,
you what you was getting. Now you took more than what you thought was there. That's the illusion of
that's
God.
Where you got to
set so when
down.
People do get hugs, that's the other part to be mindful of. Like, I can't hug everybody.
Yeah. Especially with women. I know you got to set your boundary all the time, right?
I would say especially with children because, you know,
with
for
children,
that.
Really?
Like, yeah, because you got to put your leg on. The way I do it, I kneel down and I turn my upper part of my body sideways when I hug them. I want to fully embrace them, but I don't want them to think I got to put my lower part of my body connected to them when they already there in the area of my lower part of my body. So I'm not going to just bend down. Hey, I'm going to actually get to they level to where I can see them eye to eye and hug them fully so they can say, dang, this person actually gave me a hug.
Mm-hmm.
I know
okay.
You ran across the church hug. I know you ran across the church hug. You know what I mean by the church hug, right?
Tell me what you mean.
Well, they don't know you yet, so they, okay, well, I should say not just a church hug, because that's like dissing all the people that go to church. I'm going to say a church hug that when someone don't know you and you coming in and they want to hug you, but they don't really know you. How you think they hug?
You know, kind of, the reason why I had wanted you to explain, because I never liked those hugs.
I know, right? So you're getting your left shoulder connected to your right shoulder. And you'd be like, hold on, wait a minute. No, is it? Is your left shoulder? No, you're getting
whatever
your left shoulder connected
to
their left shoulder.
It is half-assed.
Right.
And
well,
they're like
keeping their heart away from you is what they're doing. So when they want to hug you, it's an attempt. So they put their shoulder to shoulder and a distance from away from your whole middle part. While they standing right in front of you, but they they slanted so far on the other side that they don't really want to touch you. They just shoulder touching you. You say, hey, oh, great
exactly.
to see you, hug you, and then, okay, let's get off.
Yeah, and you can feel it.
Like, what was that?
It's energy you can feel. It's fabricated.
Yeah, especially if they can't squeeze you. Because usually people don't even want to squeeze. They're just like, I lightly touch you. I don't even want to hold you too long. All right, okay, let me go. I'm breathing. I need to breathe.
I'm sorry. I'm in a store.
You think about...
But let's go ahead.
Well, you think about how there was this good time. Remember good time?
I do.
What's
remember
happening?
Good time,
you
yes.
remember those old drinks? All right, so and what's happening, like good time? From good times, it was more like the mama, she was really Christian, and what's happening? She was kind of Christian, but she didn't know, so you didn't know. Like, with good times, it was the family having together a family, but in what's happening, the father wasn't there. So you get to see what the father wasn't there movie or sitcom was like, to then when they finally have a father in the family, but how is this father acting? And so when you saw these two different lifestyles, one, let's go back to what's happening. Raj, he would get squeezed by his mother. And his mother would squeeze him so hard, he'd be like, Mama, I can't breathe. And then it'd be like, that's the comedy out the whole thing. But what the reality was, she was giving him a strong, lovable hug that you'd be like, dang, it's like a bear hug. Now, of course, they took this and made it a martial art, wrestling move. So they gave him a bear hug. Now they squeeze him to take the life out of him. However, this was like so intimate that it feel like it could take the life out of you, but it's not. It's actually so intimate feeling that, man, it's like a strong hug. That's one of them bear hugs, right? So they took that same, they wanted to keep that, you know, remind self that when we watch these radio stations to TV stations, certain people came along with it, like the illustrator, like the author. So when Good Times and What's Happening was made, the same people that was writing the stuff were the same people, but they weren't of the same melanin. So we got non-melanated people talking about how we're supposed to be talking to each other with a jive talk. So the sister in there is talking terrible to his brother, to her brother, and she's always telling on him. But yet, this is what society gave us a propaganda of. And then at the same time, when Good Times came out, there was still this kind of feud against brother and sister. Okay.
All right. I was just gonna say let's go ahead and start the wrap up. We have 30 minutes left, but I think that we have pretty much, you know, exhausted and said everything that needs to be stated within this particular podcast, guys. But at the end of the day, you know, really, guys, do you feel that you are getting back into, you know, this type of route that you may not understand yet? You know, many of us are beginning to learn the cycles of you. You know, everything comes in eternal. You actually spoke on the cycles of you, you know what I'm saying, within this podcast too, you know. But indirectly, you haven't spoken on the cycles of you. But a lot of people need to understand, you know, that, you know, what you are starting to tap back into are the cycles of you, guys. We all have a cosmic rhythm. You know what I mean? That is in sync when it comes to nature. You know, so getting back into in tune with that is beautiful. So just allow it. You know what I mean? Don't control it. Because, see, when we try to control it, that's where we start. That's where the misunderstanding and then confusion comes in. You know what I'm saying? So in allowing the cycles and flows of life and how they flow from within you, is how I feel that we truly grow. And that's all I got, guys. Please join us every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, here on Enhancing Awareness Radio, where we enlighten you and help you to assist. We assist in helping you and helping the world in raising awareness collectively, guys. So peace on to you. And, yeah, that's all I got. All right, Tony, you can go ahead and take us out.
Okay, so there's the sister that played D. You know, D, A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D. That's the fourth letter. So what was she good at? D, and what's happening, as we were talking about the cycles of life and the children being how young they were, she was like a young child in there. However, she would talk always junk on Raj, and that's how he was like, okay, well, what's going on? All right, and so now we got Fred. Now you think about Frank, Fred, France, all that still connected. And you're talking about Moors, go back and look at what's happening, because what's happening came out then was what's happening now. If you look at Time Era, this is where you see Rerun, who's Fred. He still played his name. He didn't change that. Certain people are going to be organic while they're doing things. And this is why you saw talent, even in this brother who was big, heavyset. Yes, he was heavyset. However, he, in average, when they were joking him on the stage, it really hurt him in real life. And people don't know that, you know, your rocks that you throw at each other can hit and can hurt. As even my empress, she brought up, she was like, you know, whatever you're saying can still be hurtful. And I'm like, well, if it's hurtful, it's only if it's directed toward the person you're throwing it at. I mean, like, you could throw a rock that's in the middle of the street. Did they use their senses before they walked down there and saw that rock? Or did they just walk foolishly? You know, we got to know what we're doing with our senses. And I'm not saying that it's just foolish. It's just this could be, you look back and you didn't know what you were doing while you were walking forward. We have to be mindful as a child growing up in that state. So as this child, D, is talking to Roger, she disses him all the time, but she's the youngest one. And I was like, wow, this don't make sense. But then I look at from what's happening to good times, we got Michael. Michael is the youngest one in this generation. So in this character, he's playing more political, and he's thinking more on a strategic way of, you know, learning. And you say, isn't boy a white man's term? Only the slave term the man, or slave term the little brother? So it was like he was giving you the insight that us, we were, because, you know, we think generation to generation to generation. So I gave you one generation of what's happening, because after what's happening became what's happening now. And when what's happening now came out, they took the mother out. So you got to remind yourself, is my grandma still around? What can I learn from her? Is my father still around? What can I learn from him? Is my sister, is my mother around? What can I learn from his aunt, your uncles? Please, it's imperative to learn the best. Now, I'm not saying take the worst of them. Take the best of that. Put it to you, right, as a program for motivation, right, to now use that fundamentally. What I was saying to my significant, I said, when our children grow up, we don't want them to grow up and say, well, we didn't learn nothing in our household, so we wanted to live and learn outside the household. Now, outside of the household will be the teacher. Your best teacher, your best facilitator is your mother and your father. Now, if they didn't give it to you, it's because they're going to say, like most of them always say, I gave you the best I knew. Now, I get that. I do. But I knew is a deity. So now, if I could tap into what they're saying, learn what I knew is. Learn what all the languages that we got, comprende, learn different languages so you can see how your language does still remain superior to you, because you are here to acknowledge your language. But if no one's here to acknowledge your language, it's because you didn't acknowledge it and you're not putting a stance to it. You're not saying, my mother taught me this and I'm keeping with that. That's the best that my mama gave me and I'm going to utilize it. I'm not saying if it's making you worse because that's the best you thought it could work for you, because you're going to find out if it works or don't. When you go over here and do it, you go over there and do it, you'll find out, okay, I don't need to say it over here, but I can say it over here. That's just like going to the circus and a funeral. You're not going to speak into the funeral about something you would do at the circus, would you? This is with the eyes halfway seeing or not seeing to the ears halfway seeing or not hearing. We have to use now our mouth the same way. Now, I get it. We might talk overboard. However, some of us, while we're talking overboard, certain people are getting the best of this, all right? So not everything is babble to you, not everything. Some things actually as a babe with the L when you're talking babble. You're talking about a ba and a b with your L, just like the Bible. It's a bi, B-I, with a b and an L. People put things in front of you so you can get caught by the magic. But it's the spell that they can put you under. And that's not what you want to be under. If anything, be more intuitive. Once you're intuitive, you'll see the act versus the action. So you won't have a reaction. And then once you're doing that, that's your initiation. I give thanks to all y'all, actually. Without you having this stage for us to even stand up here to give anything, some of us have been on stage for the longest, and now always feel the stagnant from even our parents' parents. And we wonder, what's wrong? How did this curse become? And what do I do to get rid of it? If we don't do any shadow work, the shadow shows us the work that we have to do. Ashe? Ashe, give thanks. Respect.
So close and be denied.